Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode. Today, we're diving into the big news about tech stocks potentially soaring as the US and China agree to pause reciprocal tariffs. Let's get into the details.
Indeed, tech stocks are poised for a significant boost following the US and China's agreement to temporarily reduce tariffs. This pause in tariffs, which sees the U.S. reducing its rates from 145% to 30% and China from 125% to 10%, is creating a more favorable market environment. Stocks like Alibaba and Temu jumped nearly 9% in pre-market trading, with major U.S. firms like Apple and Tesla seeing a pre-market rise of 5 to 6%.
You know what's intriguing here? With such a significant tariff reduction, how might this impact the tech industry in the long run?
This tariff pause is expected to ease supply chain constraints and reduce costs for tech companies relying on Chinese manufacturing. NASDAQ futures rose about 3.8%, indicating investor optimism. However, it's worth noting that the deal doesn't address the U.S.'s recent removal of the de minimis exemption, which could still impact import duties.
This reminds me of past trade tensions and their impact on tech. Moving on, Google's AI image-to-video generator is making its debut on Honor's new phones. What's happening there?
Honor is launching a new AI tool powered by Google's VO2 model on its Honor 400 and 400 Pro phones. This feature allows users to create 5-second videos from static images directly in the Gallery app. The tool is simple, generating videos without the need for text prompts, and is designed to enhance user creativity by animating static photos.
I can't help but wonder about the creative possibilities. How effective is this tool in practice?
It works best with clear images of people or pets, producing realistic movements. However, it's not perfect. Sometimes the AI makes amusing errors, like enlarging a cat's tongue disproportionately. Despite these quirks, it's a promising step for AI-driven content creation on mobile devices.
Fascinating. Now, let's talk about how a new type of AI is helping police circumvent facial recognition bans. This sounds controversial.
Absolutely. The tool in question is called Track, developed by Veritone. It allows authorities to track individuals based on attributes like body size and clothing, bypassing facial recognition bans. Used by over 400 customers, including police departments and universities, this has raised significant concerns among civil liberties advocates.
Here's what fascinates me about this. What are the broader implications for privacy and surveillance?
The adoption of Track underscores a growing tension between technological advancements and privacy rights. While it offers law enforcement new capabilities, it also raises ethical concerns about surveillance overreach, especially in contexts like protests or campuses.
Speaking of innovation, Egypt's Nawi has raised a hefty $52 million. What's the story there?
Nawi, Africa's largest prop tech, secured $52 million in a Series A funding round led by Partech Africa. This funding aims to enhance transparency in Egypt's real estate market by integrating property listings with brokerage services. The round also includes $23 million in debt financing from top Egyptian banks.
What a milestone for African startups. How does this funding impact Nawi's future?
This capital infusion positions Nawi to expand its operations across the MENA region, aiming to streamline the property buying process. It reflects growing investor confidence in Africa's tech ecosystem and Nawi's potential to transform the real estate market.
Shifting gears to gaming, the Backbone Pro controller is making waves. Why is it considered a game changer?
The Backbone Pro controller enhances mobile gaming with features like full-size joysticks, remappable buttons, and Bluetooth compatibility. Unlike its predecessor, it functions wirelessly, making it ideal for cloud gaming services. This allows gamers to transition seamlessly between devices.
That sounds impressive. What feedback are gamers giving about this new controller?
Gamers appreciate its premium feel and ease of use, especially for those who enjoy gaming on the go. Founder Manit Khaira emphasizes that the goal was to simplify gaming experiences, making them as intuitive as using AirPods.
Now, let's address some controversy. Whoop is facing backlash over its upgrade policy. What's the issue?
Whoop's recent upgrade policy for its 5.0 fitness tracker sparked customer dissatisfaction. Initially, users had to extend subscriptions or pay a fee for new devices, contradicting promises of free upgrades. Following backlash, Whoop expanded its policy and clarified its approach on Reddit.
It seems like a classic case of customer expectations versus company policies. How has Whoop responded to this feedback?
Whoop acknowledged the feedback and adjusted its policy to better align with its commitment to customer satisfaction. This incident highlights the importance of clear communication and maintaining trust with loyal users.
In the realm of employment, Amazon is redefining human roles in an AI-driven world. What insights can we gather from their approach?
Amazon envisions a future where AI complements human roles rather than replacing them. While AI handles repetitive tasks, humans are expected to engage in more creative and strategic functions. The World Economic Forum predicts that while 92 million jobs may be displaced, 170 million new roles will emerge.
That's a hopeful outlook. How might this shift affect current workforce dynamics?
This transition requires upskilling and adapting to new technologies. It also emphasizes the need for education and training programs to prepare workers for evolving job landscapes, ensuring they can thrive alongside AI advancements.
Speaking of AI, Microsoft and OpenAI are reportedly renegotiating their partnership. What are the stakes here?
Microsoft and OpenAI are in discussions to renegotiate their partnership, focusing on equity distribution and technology access. Microsoft, having invested $13 billion, seeks to adjust terms to maintain access to OpenAI's advancements beyond 2030.
This reminds me of how crucial strategic partnerships are in tech. What could be the implications of these negotiations?
The outcome could influence the pace of AI innovation and collaboration between tech giants. It underscores the complexities of balancing investment returns with technological advancements in this rapidly evolving sector.
Now, let's delve into a controversial move, Trump's firing of the Copyright Office director. What's the story behind this?
President Trump dismissed Shira Perlmutter, the Copyright Office director, following her refusal to approve Elon Musk's AI training initiatives using copyrighted works. This decision has raised concerns about the ethical implications of AI training and copyright laws.
What a bold move. How might this impact AI development and copyright regulations?
This incident highlights the tension between innovation and intellectual property rights. It could lead to increased scrutiny of AI training practices and influence future policy decisions regarding the use of copyrighted materials in AI development.
On a lighter note, Apple might release a mostly glass curved iPhone in 2027. What can we expect from this design?
Apple's rumored 2027 iPhone could feature a mostly glass design with curved edges and no display cutouts. This design aims to create a seamless edge-to-edge display experience, marking a significant shift in Apple's aesthetic approach.
It's exciting to see where smartphone design is headed. What challenges might Apple face with this innovation?
Developing a bezel-less curved display involves significant technical challenges, including integrating cameras under the screen. Apple's collaboration with display partners will be crucial to overcoming these hurdles and delivering a groundbreaking product.
Next, let's talk about Tiger Global and its OpenAI investment. How has it impacted their financial standing?
Tiger Global's mega fund, despite being in the red due to pandemic-era investments, has benefited from the rising valuation of OpenAI. This AI investment cushions the fund's losses, highlighting the strategic importance of AI in their portfolio.
AI investments seem to be a saving grace for many. How does this influence Tiger Global's future strategies?
This situation underscores the value of diversifying into high-growth sectors like AI. It may prompt Tiger Global to continue prioritizing such investments to offset losses from other areas and capitalize on AI's potential.
Switching gears, Whitney Wolf-Herd shares her burnout and recovery journey. What insights does she offer?
Whitney Wolf-Herd, founder of Bumble, candidly discusses her burnout and the importance of self-care. After stepping down, she returned to lead Bumble, emphasizing the need for balance and support in high-pressure environments.
Her story is inspiring. What lessons can entrepreneurs learn from her experience?
Wolfherd's experience highlights the significance of recognizing burnout and taking proactive steps to recover. It serves as a reminder for leaders to prioritize mental health and create supportive work cultures.
Now, let's explore how garden designers are transforming Silicon Valley. What makes their work stand out?
Garden designers in Silicon Valley are redefining landscapes with creative approaches that blend native and imported plants. Their designs not only enhance property aesthetics, but also reflect a deep understanding of environmental impact and sustainability.
It's amazing how design can influence our environment. What challenges do these designers face?
Designers must balance aesthetic desires with practical considerations like drought conditions. They navigate client expectations while promoting sustainable practices, making their role both challenging and impactful.
In startup news, different paths to liquidity are being explored. What trends are emerging?
Startups are navigating liquidity through mergers, acquisitions, and unconventional exits. Despite funding challenges, many are finding creative ways to achieve financial milestones, reflecting adaptability in a fluctuating market.
Adaptability is key in this climate. How does this impact the startup ecosystem?
These strategies highlight the resilience of startups in pursuing growth despite market volatility. It encourages a focus on sustainable business models and strategic partnerships to secure long-term success.
Finally, CoreWeave is seeking $1.5 billion in debt after a disappointing IPO. What's the situation there?
CoreWeave is exploring debt options following a lackluster IPO, initially aiming for $2.7 billion, but settling for $1.5 billion. The company faces significant debt and interest obligations, prompting this move to stabilize finances.
Debt management is crucial. What challenges does CoreWeave face in securing these funds?
CoreWeave's high debt levels and market conditions pose challenges in attracting investors. Their ability to demonstrate growth potential and manage existing liabilities will be critical in securing the necessary funding.
That's all for today's episode. From tech stocks to AI innovations and market strategies, we've covered a lot of ground. Join us next time for more tech insights and news. Thanks for listening.